Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, NWA Power, coming back to Nashville, Skyway Studios, Monday and Tuesday. That's the 28th and the 29th, and a man responsible for it, the owner of the NWA, Billy Corgan, also of the Smashing Pumpkins, joins us now. Billy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing this, because you are one of those people that I admire and I'm jealous of, because you get to live two dreams. You've had a very successful music career, and now as a wrestling fan, you got a really cool company that has so much history in the National Wrestling Alliance. So good on you, and I know it has to be fun to be able to explore the passion of pro wrestling that you have.
Well, it's wild because we're just about to play in Franklin here in a week or so. And then I'll be there in a few days doing NWA Power, taping some television shows. And then this weekend we're in St. Louis with a double live pay-per-view, NWA 75. It's our 75th anniversary show. So it's quite a crazy summer for me.
Yeah, and we're actually giving away tickets to that show in Franklin here in just a little bit. So be listening for that. But, yeah, you got a great lineup of stars, EC3, the Masterpiece, Chris Adonis. So what can fans expect if they're going to Skyway Studios Monday and Tuesday for Power tapings?
I think what you most hear from fans when they come to the TV tapings is they get to watch how the shows are made, and they get to meet a lot of the wrestlers behind the scenes, and they get a real up-close look at some of our biggest stars, and pretty much the whole roster wrestles in one evening. So if you're there for a few hours watching us tape a show, you're probably going to see about 60 or so wrestlers. So it's a cool way of, it's almost a behind the scenes look of a wrestling company, as strange as that sounds. And I know a lot of fans really enjoy it.
Billy Corgan is with us, NWA. So how cool is it for you? I mentioned, you know, the history of the National Wrestling Alliance. I mean, you know, it goes way back. You just mentioned the 75 years and celebrating that. But for you to be involved in that, I mean, how special is it to now be a part of wrestling history?
It's been an interesting journey. When I first came to professional wrestling about 10 years ago, I was working on independence. And I thought my addition to professional wrestling, just because of my reputation in music and entertainment, would be viewed mostly as a positive. But not everybody took it that way. There's a lot of people that are, you know, when you come in from the outside in professional wrestling, you are seen as an outsider. And it took me a long time to understand why I was viewed that way, and not everybody was positive in receiving my my presence there. So over time, I've kind of had to earn my stripes, and owning a company is certainly one of those things, you know, putting your money where your mouth is. Wrestling is a complicated business on a lot of different levels. I mean, of course, people follow the ups and downs of the other companies that are going on pretty regularly. It's a mixed bag, you know. The great thing is owning a company with a great legacy. The difficulty has been trying to bring it back, you know, literally from the ashes. And we've done that. And we have some big announcements coming up pretty soon, which will confirm that I'm not just talking hype there.
Yeah, and I was at the NWA 70 show here in Nashville, and, you know, obviously have kept up with it and your involvement. But you mentioned, you know, the other companies. I think competition is a good thing. And you know, rising tides lift all boats, as they say. So how do you view that from focusing on what you're doing with the NWA, but then also kind of keeping up with everybody else and keeping it a competition?
I think that's a great point. You know, I think my experiences in music have helped, because, you know, in our generation, we competed against some of the greatest rock bands of all time, whether it be Green Day or Nirvana or Pearl Jam or Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden. And, you know, there's a lot of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bands in that list. I liked rolling up our sleeves and trying to compete against the best. And I like that in wrestling as well. And I think it's very important, you know, with the NWA to stay focused on the idea that we do plan on bringing the NWA back to being a big international company. But at the same time, you have to be realistic and say, can you compete at those upper levels? You know, our current great competition, of course, is AEW and the WWE. The WWE was just bought for $9 billion by William Morris Endeavor. So now with the UFC, I think that's a $21 billion company. And, of course, the AEW is backed by the Khan family, who, you know, own the Jacksonville Jaguars and also an English soccer league team. So they have a lot of money, a lot of resources, and a lot of access, and of course, network television deals. But I like that. I like that, you know, we're trying to compete at the upper levels. I'm not content with just running a successful independent company and sort of patting ourselves on the head and say, look how great we are.
Yeah, and you use that, you know, comparison to music. I mean, like when you and Smashing Pumpkins started, I mean, you had to build it. You had to get known. You were recording records. And so to me, it sounds like you're taking the same approach with this, that you have to start at the bottom and then build it back up.
Yes, absolutely. I think, look, if anybody loves sports like I do, I mean, you want to see the best play the best, you know. And sometimes you can watch a game that's, a team with a losing record have a great day and you know, it's a surprise. But overall, competition really is about the ability to prove it again and again. And that's why you always have to give WWE its respect. I mean, they've had a top-rated program in Raw for how many years now? To put that on week after week and live is quite an accomplishment. So, you know, everything we talk about internally is like, look, you know, we have to build something that's really going to last here, or what we're building is it's like you can play the fantasy version of wrestling or you can play the real version of wrestling. The real version of wrestling is brutal. There's good days and bad days. I wish every day was a good day, but it's been the same in music. I mean, I've been knocked down 500 times and gotten back up. So I think competition is really what defines you in the marketplace.
Billy Corgan is with us, NWA. You can go to nwatix.com to get tickets to NWA Power at Skyway Studios on Monday and Tuesday. And I know you are, as we've talked about, a lifelong wrestling fan. So how do you sometimes separate the fan from the promoter / owner?
It's honestly pretty easy because, you know, I know how the cake is made, and my job is to figure out whether or not it's entertaining to other people. I try not to book the NWA, you know, strictly as it's meant to entertain me. I try to think of a general audience. And I think we have a case in recent times with professional wrestling where it becomes so niche and so nuanced that the average fan, you know, the average person who works a 40, 50 hour a week job, they have children. They just want to sit down and whether they're watching this on YouTube or, you know, putting on their television, they want to just be entertained. And if it gets too complicated or too weird or too insidery, I think that turns a lot of people off. And I think that's reflected in the numbers. So even though you have great success with the top major companies, you don't see those bigger numbers like you used to see. Now, some people say that's the decline of television viewing and the rise of, you know, internet culture, but I'm sorry, I don't believe it, because if you look at some of the bigger NFL games, you see a lot of people still really showing up for those. So I really think that, you know, our job at the NWA is to try to bring back that common, and I don't mean common in a negative way, that average wrestling fan who just wants to watch wrestling and enjoy it and not get so complicated into the subculture of wrestling.
You mentioned YouTube, and to me, I mean, that has been the game changer, not only in pro wrestling and what you all are doing, but really in anything, that it's right there at the palm of your hand. And, you know, I'll be scrolling through and watching random videos, and, you know, something from NWA will pop up, and you can sit there and watch a match. And to me, that is just constant promotion of your company. And so I know that has played a huge role in building NWA since you bought it.
Yeah, it's been interesting because, you know, we put on our full episodes, which are usually about 45, 50 minutes every week. We put a fresh episode. And, you know, the numbers remain consistent and solid there. But we've actually seen a lot of growth recently, which is clipping out matches. So what does that tell you? That means people are busy. And if they find time to watch a match and something that they really enjoy, they'll share it and they'll get other people to watch it. So we've had to adjust our game even there to accept that not everybody's going to watch a full show like they used to. But in this day and age, as we've learned with music, any engagement is a good thing.
No doubt about it. Okay, so I have to ask the fan, Billy Corgan, who was your favorite wrestler growing up? Who was the guy you had to see?
Well, the legend that we had in Chicago growing up in the 70s was Dick the Bruiser, who, of course, many people would recognize as really the template for Stone Cold. You know, a hell-raising, beer-drinking, double-fisted, just brawler. And so that's what I grew up in. And in many ways, you know, the NWA, my version of it is very reflective of those times, you know, as we would say, grown ass men and women battling it out, not always fancy, but always tough.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great answer. NWA Power coming to Skyway Studios, Nashville, here in Nashville, Monday and Tuesday, NWATix.com. Before I let you go, I have to ask, because The Simpsons is one of my all-time favorite shows, and I love the episode Homer Palooza that you were on, you and the Smashing Pumpkins. How cool was it to be a part of such a pop culture icon, and Homer having the famous line, Homer Simpson smiling politely?
You know, I would never have guessed. I guess we did it, gosh, almost 30 years ago now.
Yeah.
28, 29 years ago. A couple things. Number one, it's the all-time number one Simpsons episode ever, which is shocking to me, but it is. And they were so easy to work with. It was really cool experience to do. And, you know, you do something like that, and, you know, you go back and you play your rock concerts. It's consistently brought up, and it's really become one of those moments that you look back now and you say, it's really awesome that we did that, because it's a cultural touchstone, and there's not a lot of those. You know, there's me in the ice cream truck and me standing next to Homer. You know, if you've got a few of those in your pocket, you've done all right in life.
No doubt, for sure. Billy, this has been so much fun. Thanks for doing this. We'll see you Monday and Tuesday with NWA, and then here in a few weeks when you and the Pumpkins are in town. Appreciate it.
Awesome. I'll be there at Skyway, so come say hi, everyone. Thank you.
Absolutely. Billy Corgan joining us here on the program. Skyway Studios, Monday and Tuesday, NWA Power. Again, you can get your tickets as low as $20, NWATix.com. Going to be a fantastic show. We want to check that out. And then, as I mentioned, Smashing Pumpkins will be in Franklin and Nashville here in just a few weeks. And caller number 5 at 615-737-1025 will win a pair of tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins at First Bank Amphitheater on September 8th. Here in just a few weeks, if you're caller number 5 right now, 615-737-1025. Appreciate Billy Corgan for joining us. We'll put a bow on things next. 1025, 106.3 The Game.